construction insurance know-how. 9. Care Custody Control, or CCC.
When a builder or contractor is either working on someone else's building or in control of a site on which tangible property is located or acting as a bailee, they could become legally responsible for any loss or damage to that property. In this circumstance, Shura Construction considers such property to be in our insured's care custody control.
How the law operates.
Typically, a construction contract sets out what responsibilities each party to the contract has for any property located on the project site. It should also specify who is to insure that property. In the absence of a formal agreement that specifies whether or not our insured has in fact assumed care custody control of anything, the law seeks to establish if a contract of bailment exists. Bailment is the transfer of personal property by one party, the bailor, into possession, but not ownership, of another party, the bailee. To create a bailment, the bailee must have actual physical control with the intent to possess the property, and in doing so assumes an obligation to take reasonable care of the property. Bailment can be constructive, that is, the bailee is paid to look after the property, or gratuitous, where there is no payment. A lower standard of care is imposed upon a bailee in a gratuitous, also known as naked, bailment, meaning a gratuitous bailee need use only slight care and is liable only for gross negligence. In deciding what level of care is appropriate, the courts might also consider the benefit to each party of the bailment. For example, the bailee might receive payment for their service. The greater the benefit to the bailee, the higher the duty of care owed to the bailor.
Let's take a look at a typical scenario.
Our intrepid builder, Joe Bloggs Building Company, JBBC, is undertaking a minor house renovation of the kitchen and bathroom. The owner's home building policy insurer has agreed to maintain cover during the renovation. And as the project qualifies for automatic coverage under JBBC's annual construction policy, there is no need for JBBC to refer this project to their broker. Fortunately, you had arranged for care custody control extension to Section 2, third party liability, for a sublimit of $50,000 under Joe's Shura annual policy. The policy also has a $10,000 sum insured for employee tools under Section 1. See our know-how number 7, employee tools, for more information on this. Midway through the job and late at night, a temporary pipe charged with water fails and the house is flooded, ruining the gyprock on the kitchen walls, the new kitchen cabinetry waiting for installation, the carpets and some furniture in the adjoining living room. In addition, several construction tools owned by a subcontractor and left on the floor overnight are damaged beyond repair.
Types of cover Shura provides.
Property in care, custody and control is an exclusion in the Shura policy. When needed, cover is extended by endorsement, typically with a sub-limit of liability for a modest premium loading. For higher limits, a larger premium may be justified. Could property owned by others be covered under Section 1 material damage? Yes, it can, again by endorsement. However, caution is advised, because for adequate cover to be provided, the full replacement value of the property must be insured. In our typical scenario, there was no obligation on JBBC to insure the existing house under Section 1 of their annual policy. And fortunately, they have that $50,000 sublimit for CCC under Section 2.
How does Shura's cover work?
JBBC decide to lodge a claim for the water damage under the Shura construction policy. The claim is a mix of indemnity between Section 1 and Section 2 of the policy. Section 1 would pay for the kitchen cabinetry, as this is part of the construction works, but not the damaged tools, as these are owned by subcontractors. Section 2 would likely pay for the damaged gyprock in the kitchen via the CCC endorsement, as this part of the house was being worked on by JBBC at the time of the loss. Would the subcontractor's tools be covered under the CCC endorsement to Section 2? Probably not, as JBBC doesn't appear to have accepted them into their possession, nor did JBBC have any intent to possess them. In other words, a contract of bailment has not been established. As for the carpets and other contents, the home building contents policy would respond. The insurer might attempt to recover their loss from JBBC if they felt JBBC were responsible for the damage. For the recovery action to be successful, JBBC would need to be found negligent.
Risk management tips.
What things could you do to better understand which type of cover best suits your client's needs? First, encourage your builder clients to inform you whenever they engage in renovation projects to make sure that the correct cover, including applicable limits of indemnity, are adequate and in place. Second, if your client asks for a first loss cover for pre-existing property under Section 1 of their annual policy, be aware that cover under Section 2 liability is excluded for property that is insured under Section 1. Third, if your builder clients use subcontractors, then the subcontractor agreement should clearly explain who is responsible for property left at the contract site. And fourth, if your builder provides an on-site container for storage, then a sign advising subcontractors that their property is stored at their own risk should be prominently displayed.
Well, I hope you've enjoyed listening to the latest edition of Know How. For more information and to hear other know-hows, go to our website at surer.com.au.